He was the most outspoken conservative on the Supreme Court. She was a leader of the court's liberal wing. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg remembers the late Antonin Scalia as a treasured friend. After his death on Saturday, she issued a statement saying Scalia's dissents gave her what she needed to strengthen her arguments. Last year at a public event here in Washington, she recalled a time when Justice Scalia showed her his dissent in a case before she had finished her majority opinion.
I took this dissent, this very spicy dissent, and it absolutely ruined my weekend at the Second Circuit.
She made some tweaks to that opinion. Justice Ginsburg recalled that from their years together on the D.C. Circuit, they were best buddies. Scalia agreed they had a special bond.
She's a very nice person. She likes opera. You know, what's not to like? Except her views of the law, of course.
Their relationship and written arguments were later turned into an opera, Scalia Ginsburg, by composer Derek Wong.
The justices are blind. How can they possibly spout this? The Constitution says absolutely nothing about this.
How many times must I tell you, dear Mr. Justice Scalia, you'd spare us such pain if you'd just entertain this idea.
At the end, they sing a duet, "We Are Different, We Are One." As Justice Ginsburg said on Sunday, they were one in their reverence for the Constitution and the institution they served.